Hello and welcome to Nerdy Last Week. I'm your host, Short Nerdy Guy. As always, I'm recording this from Beats headphones and a busted ass iPad. How's everyone doing? I know it's a little crazy. It's still a little crazy outside. Well, it's going to be a little crazy for the rest of the year. So, you know, wash your hands. Wear a mask when you go outside. And, you know, let's get into it. So, there's been rumors that Michael Keaton is going to put the cowl back on and show up in the Flash movie. There have been talks, there's been, you know, more talks, and then just a couple of minutes ago, I read that it is confirmed now that Michael Keaton will be Batman, and he will show up in the Flash movie. Now, is the Flash movie going to be a Flashpoints movie? We don't know yet. That's what the rumor is that the script is, you know, he's Flashpoints is going to be, it's going to be Flashpoints, and it's going to be, you know, the Flash is going to be going through different universes, meeting different Batman. Now, the hope that people want for Michael Keaton's Batman is to be a Nick Fury of sorts. They are looking for like a glue that would keep the DCEU and like the Justice League and everyone else together and then go forward. I don't know. Michael Keaton is a great Batman, and now we understand that Michael Keaton's Batman is in the DCEU timeline. But, at the same time, trying to say that, you know, Michael Keaton's Batman is, like, the Nick Fury for the Avengers, I don't think so. I don't know. That just doesn't seem like a good thing. You know, like, let's not use Michael Keaton as a jumping off point to kind of wrangle in the entire DCEU to try to streamline it and to make it seem like it's, you know, being fixed. Because there's a lot of things that need to still be fixed with the DCEU and, you know, everything else. Now, is the Snyder Cut gonna help? Probably. I mean, the more and more we see about it, the more and more it looks like it might have been a great movie, and it might have kept the DCEU on a path that would have been great. But we'll never know that in the original sense. When we get to see it next year, you know, we'll see how that goes. But to have Michael Keaton as like the focal point, or the jumping off point to restart the DCEU is, I don't know. I don't think that's something. So, all right. Let's see here. The Empire Strikes Back is celebrating its 40th anniversary. So Hasbro is going to put out a lot of new vintage figures. And like, they're remaking the vintage figures, but it's in this year. So they're going to put out the Carbonite freezing playset. So at the end of Empire Strikes Back, where Boba Fett leads Han Solo into the Carbonite freezing, and you know Darth Vader's there, Leia's there, that whole playset is coming. It's being made by Hasbro, and it looks pretty dope. So if you're a massive Star Wars Hasbro collector, this is another main piece that you can add to your collection. It looks pretty dope. Also, I've seen one wave of Empire Strikes Back vintage action figures. There's going to be another wave that has Boba Fett in it. And there's also a Black Series Boba Fett coming out as well. So, be on the lookout for it. Because It's a little rough for toys right now because we got a lot of great news at the beginning of the year, and then, you know, stuff happened. And now we don't know when the actual shipping and into store date is, because I'd finally gotten a Duke, a classified Duke from eBay 5 days ago, and the Hasbro 6-inch Ghostbusters toys, a small batch of them just showed up at my Walmart, so I grabbed an Egon. But other than that, it's a hit and miss right now, because, yeah, it's a scarce time. But nonetheless, they'll hit stores. It's a little scarce right now at the stores, but come next year after that, there'll probably be like a buttload of them, and we'll just be like, all right, enough. I have this already. And, you know, it'll get that way eventually. Cyberpunk had its little Wired City, like E3 press conference kind of thing yesterday. You could have seen it on IGN, could have seen it Kind of Funny, could have seen it almost everywhere. They've delayed the game till November, but they put in gameplay trailer, a lot new more things to show off, and two extra things. One, there's a new comic book coming out that takes place in the Cyberpunk universe. And then there's also an anime that's coming out on Netflix in 2022 that is in the Cyberpunk universe, but it's completely new characters. And I believe it's called Edgewalkers or Edgerunners, something like that. This game looks freaking amazing. It's gonna be a great RPG game. I'm not into RPG games, but this game is gonna probably be getting me into the RPG games, because, oh boy, I mean, I saw the thing and it was fantastic. There is gonna be so much to do in that game. It's going to be ridiculous. There's rumors in the MCU that after Tony snapped the Infinity Gauntlet, he just created the MCU's next villain. Now, there was talks that snap creating Victor Von Doom. I don't know how that's possible. Or some other villains that they didn't specify. So the main focal point was about talking about Victor Von Doom. But in order to have Victor Von Doom, we would need to get the Fantastic Four to be somewhere in the background. So, but again, also remember, the thing that's hindering America right now, a lot of movie storylines are kind of on pause right now. And, you know, it's going to probably take a while after we get out of this thing to, you know, make up for lost time kind of thing. So these are all great rumors, but until we actually see what's going on, it's, you know, because, I mean, the movie theaters over in my area are supposed to be opening in July, first or second week in July. And then Black Widow, Bill and Ted, Wonder Woman, Christopher Nolan's new movie are all supposed to be coming out in the fall, winter eras. So we'll see how that goes. Also, I don't know why these Black Widow and Wonder Woman didn't just come out on demand. I mean, on demand was making great money with a lot of other movies. Now, I understand there's a lot of stuff that goes into making a movie, into PR and, you know, tours and all this stuff. But, I mean, you would have probably made so much more money if you actually put out, like, Black Widow when it was supposed to come out on demand, put that shit on Disney Plus and say, you know, watched Black Widow only on Disney Plus, you would have gotten a crap ton more influx to Disney Plus. I don't know. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm pretty sure there was a huge influx of numbers when HBO Max was like, "Yo, the Zack Snyder cut's coming." So if you would have just probably put the Wonder Woman 84 movie onto HBO Max, again, we've got a huge influx of people to be subscribing to that channel. But again, I don't necessarily understand the whole movie industry in that sense of like promoting the movie, doing tours to promote the movie, you know, merchandising, PR. So I'm not really fast in that stuff. I'm just kind of thinking as a fan of, you know, the fan thinking of, it's just simple. Why don't you just upload it to an app? No, it probably is a lot more to that than just uploading a digital movie onto an app. So, although good idea, probably still a lot more to it. Couple of Ninja Turtle news. Ninja Turtles, their comic book, is adding a new member. I have it. Obviously, I can't show it to you because it's an audio podcast. But I went out to my comic book store and I got it. I never read the Ninja Turtle comic books because I was so far behind when I found out that they were doing comic books. But I do have that issue. And it is... First of all, I'm not going to spoil anything, but this was not a good issue to read with the stuff going on, because it is a little sad, like a lot of sad. It's a good ending. It's like a good pickup ending, but it is sad. Ugh. You do not want to jump in. If you have not read any of the Ninja Turtles comic books, 101 is not really the comic book to jump right in. I just jumped in because I wanted to know what was, you know, all about this new turtle and everything, but didn't realize what was actually going on in the story. So that's my bad. But I also did pick up the volume 1 of the Ninja Turtles comic book series. So I will read that and then probably get a better understanding. Also, I don't know if this has got a lot of water to it or weight to it, or it's a huge rumor that CBS is trying to get people to come to their streaming service, but there is talks that CBS All Access is in development with another live-action Mutant Ninja Turtles. I don't know. That, look, major networks like CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox. I don't think it works with major titles or I keep wanting to say corporations, but with properties. Like CBS tried to do that with Supergirl, didn't last very long on CBS. It went straight over to CW. Constantine tried to do it on NBC, didn't last too long on NBC. Went to CW. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had ended on ABC and is getting put on Disney Plus for its last season. You know, those major networks are not really necessarily for nerdy TV shows like they're on CW or Netflix or what other... or FX, or, you know, AMC, stuff like that. It doesn't seem like it has ever worked, because Heroes was a great beginning, but then it started falling apart. There was that cop that was turned, that was, you know, betrayed, and then became, circus folk brought him back to life, and he learned how the cape. It was called the cape. Great premise. It didn't last very long. There was another superhero show that had Michael Chiklis in it on ABC. It worked for like a season, then crashed and burned. It seems like Star Trek was the only one that actually survived on CBS for a while, and then it just didn't last. So, also Lois and Clark lasted 3 seasons on ABC. So, I don't know. It seems like those major networks don't have the writers or showrunners to keep that kind of a show running. So, another live action Mutant Ninja Turtles on CBS doesn't really seem like a great idea. So, there was rumors that there's theories and rumors that the Darksaber that's in Mandalorian belongs to, guess who? Luke Skywalker. I don't think so, because I believe the Darksaber was a Mandalorian type saber, if I'm remembering my Rebels correctly. So how would it belong to Luke Skywalker? I don't know how that connects, but there's a theory out there. Transformers and G.I. Joe's Sergeant Slaughter are getting a Optimus Prime toy. So we're getting a Optimus Prime in G.I. Joe Sergeant Slaughter colors with a Sergeant Slaughter action figure. No word on when that's actually coming out and will it be shipped, but it sounds pretty cool. There's been a lot of crossovers. There's a Back to the Future Transformers crossover. I just found out that there's a Ninja Turtles Transformers crossovers. So, that sounds cool. They look cool. We'll see when they come out. There's a Star Trek Commander Riker facepalm small bust statue that supposedly goes along very well with Picard's facepalm. There's a Disney Plus is putting on a new Muppet show. Hasbro is putting out a 2 replica Snake Eyes helmet and Cobra Commander helmet. No word on when those are coming out. Also, Hasbro has launched a 6-inch Transformers line. So these Transformers are not going to be, you're not going to be able to transform them. They're just in a 6-inch robot form with Optimus and Megatron from the 80s. Optimus and Megatron, because the Optimus has like the Allspark in him. Super 7 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Wave 3 with Michelangelo, April O'Neil, and Rocksteady, I believe, are ready to pre-order. They look pretty cool. They're obviously Super 7 has a great track record in doing custom action figures and putting their spin on it. They look really good. Excuse me. April O'Neil's got a little touch, new touches from the old classic action figure. Michelangelo is got 2 hands, 1 on their head. His nunchucks kind of look like real nunchucks, and he comes with a pizza box. It looks pretty cool. There's a lot of Ninja Turtles news out and about right now. I don't know if they're like making a comeback or anything, but I've been getting back into the Ninja Turtles a lot because I've been, with this stuff going on, I've been rewatching The Toys That Made Us, and I have a bunch of old Ninja Turtle action figures from back in the 90s, where, let me tell you, if you didn't grow up in the 90s and you grew up in the early 2000s, late 2000s, there was a certain awesomeness of going, like, Target would have a little bit, a little display. Target had a mismatch of toys, right? It had two aisles, an action figure aisle, and it had, like, you know, car aisle. And, you know, it's same as Kmart and then when Walmart was coming up. But when you went to Toys R Us and you needed to get, like, all the Ninja Turtles or all the Power Rangers or all the G.I. Joes or all of He-Man or wrestling figures, Star Wars figures, Ninja Turtle figures. Ugh, there was just, like, they would knock out, they would take aisles that of toys that weren't selling, and they would just clean those out, and it would be two aisle of just, like, Ninja Turtle. It would be like a whole island of Ninja Turtles display. Like, they would have, like, the inflatable blimp with a Ninja Turtle in it, and they would have displays out, and it just is like wall, just wall to wall of all the playsets, all the Ninja Turtles, all the bad guys. Every time they came out with a new series of action figures or a new series that had action figures, they would make these amazing displays, and it was just so cool to see Toys R Us do that. But, you know, time, they don't, you know, obviously, there's still Toys R Us's in Canada, still probably do that. There were Toys R Us's starting to pop up in, like, Texas and other places, but, you know, they're not the same. But, anyways, yeah, that is, I mean, Hamilton is coming out on July 3rd on Disney Plus. Can't wait to see that. I'm just very hyped for that, because I was hoping someone would, like, PBS or someone would make, like, a taping of that. Never did. I wasn't going to pay any amount of price to see Hamilton, but that soundtrack I've listened to over and over again. So, did know that a couple weeks back that apparently Walmart websites had put up the new original He-Man toys for this year that were, you know, the old classic He-Man toys, but in 5-inch scale, up online, and they were for stock, and people apparently could order them, and they were shipped. I didn't know that. I got a little pissed when I found that out today, but, you know, they'll eventually come out, and, you know, everyone will enjoy it, and it's going to be awesome. So, yeah. Anyways, I hope everyone has a great weekend. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask when you go out in public, please. And, you know, be good to each other. All right? Have a good night.